again, that's the first musical number in Bruce Springsteen's new Broadway show called Springsteen on Broadway. It's a musical memoir about his life's work and battling depression. Critics have said it's like therapy or the confessional or a lover's heart-to-heart, and it also sold out its entire run already. Good thing it's not the only performance to see around town. Every day at the end of our show during this fall season pledge drive, we're coming to you with a cheat sheet of cultural events not to be missed this fall in our quaint cultural capital of the world. We are now joined by New York Magazine's theater critic, Sarah Holden. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
And let's start with your first pick at BAM. It's called Mementos Mori, and it opened yesterday, and it goes just till Sunday. You describe it as a projector/live video feed shadow puppet wizardry with live performance and a live score about death in the iPhone age. Wow, that sounds like a lot. Is it good?
Yeah, they're an amazing company. They're called Manual Cinema, and they come from Chicago. And they were around last year at the Publix Under the Radar Festival, and they do this really unique, incredible kind of shadow puppetry, which is done with a whole fleet of overhead projectors and live feed video and performers behind screens and a chamber orchestra. And their name is accurate. They create these kind of movies in front of you on the stage.
And you said you're pretty much recommending anything in the BAM Next Wave Festival. The shows don't play very long. One that looks really interesting is about that British avant-garde, British avant-garde theater director Ivan Ho is taking on Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead. Some would say the book has already been adapted into real-life neocon theater, but that's another show.
Right.
How does it look on the stage?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen it yet, but the BAM Next Wave Festival always just brings incredible stuff. Everything they've run so far this year has been so exciting. And, Eva Van Hove has been on Broadway recently with The Crucible and with some really other exciting shows in New York. And I think The Fountainhead's actually going to be really fascinating coming from a non-American perspective, right? Because he's coming from the Tenniel Group in Amsterdam. And like, Americans have a relationship with Ayn Rand right now. But I think it's going to be really interesting to see what a European theatrical relationship with that means.
One little tidbit. Paul Ryan, when he first got to Congress, gave out copies of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, just to know where he's coming from.
That's great.
But another pick of yours is Animal Wisdom, which plays at the Bushwick Star and is playing now till November 4th. And I see this comes from Obie Award-winning composer-performer Heather Christian. Mm-hmm. What's this one about?
This show sounds fascinating. I'm really excited to see it. It's so Heather Christian has worked with the team and has done some like really exciting composition. And she calls it a Southern Gothic Requiem Mass, and it's sort of based on the idea that her great grandmother and her grandmother were able to talk to the dead, and perhaps she can too. So I think the show blurb says Heather Christian talks to the dead, freaks out, and writes songs. But we've got this kind of incredible indie musical based around these sort of like Southern Gothic atmosphere and her Catholic upbringing and this sort of odd life and death communication.
Playing now till November 4th. It sounds perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
Another sort of harrowing pick of yours, but done in a light way, is a super acclaimed transfer from the National Theatre in London called People, Places, and Things. That deals with addiction. What can you tell us about this one?
I just am really excited to see. So this is the first time the National Theatre has ever brought something to St. Anne's Warehouse. And I think St. Anne's Warehouse's programming is always really, really exciting. And this actress, Denise Gough, who's starring in this show, won the Olivier Award. And apparently this central performance of this character, Emma, who has sort of been skating through life at, this kind of unsustainable degree of energy only because she's not sober in any way, and then suddenly crashes and ends up in rehab. Apparently her performance is just unbelievable. People are calling her the female Mark Rylance in Jerusalem, which was just this, mind-blowing performance. So I'm really excited to see her.
Playing at the Cherry Lane Theater from November 7th to December 15th is an adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, So somebody's reinventing Jane Austen.
Yeah, I saw this show up at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, which is co-producing it with Cherry Lane. And it's so lovely. It's so charming. I mean, Kate Hamill, who's the adapter, has also adapted Sense and Sensibility and Vanity Fair. And she's got this really great light touch with these classics. And I think she really comes at them from a place of love, but also is, you know, sort of fun and irreverent in the way that she handles them. And the show is physical and funny. And I mean, it's definitely not, you know, if you like your Austen very pure, you might be a little, this might not exactly be the thing for you. But if you like it, you know, with like costume changes and cross-gender casting and tons of fun, then it's a really charming show.
Another revival, I guess you can't call Pride and Prejudice a revival because it wasn't originally a play, but staging of something old is Peter Pan from the Bedlam Theater Company at the Duke on 42nd Street from November 11th to December 23rd. And you say this has gone from stale to fresh.
Well, I just think I love Bedlam's work. Eric Tucker, who is the artistic director of that company, I just think has a really fantastic way of taking canonical pieces, like they've done Hamlet, they've done Shaw's St. Joan, and they usually do them with a really limited ensemble, like maybe, you know, 4 or 6 or 8 people. And usually Eric Tucker is also one of his own actors. And they're usually very stripped down, very aesthetically simple, but just storytelling wise are just really enchanting. So I'm very excited to see what they do with Peter Pan.
Another one you've got for us is A Room in India, playing at the Park Avenue Armory, December 5th through 20th.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to actually get to, this is a sort of legend, honestly. I mean, this is something that, you know, is so special to have in America and see in person. This is the Théâtre du Soleil, which is a French company run by, like, truly a living legend of a director, Ariane Mnouchkine. And her pieces are epic. This is going to have 35 actors in it from all over the world. It's going to be, the languages in it are everything from French to English to Tamil to Arabic to Japanese to Russian. And it's going to be, you know, this incredible, I think, you know, physical multinational theater spectacle.
And so relevant, I guess, because you say its central question is the role of art and theater in a world dominated by terrorism and hostility.
Yeah, that's, I think Mnouchkine's work is always looking at a kind of art in a global world, and right now the world is also quite frightening. So,
and
yeah,
let's get one in before we run out of time. One more, last on your list is God Is, playing at the Soho Rep. That won't be until February 6th until March 11th, but you say it combines the ancient, the modern, the tragic, the spaghetti western, hip hop, and Afropunk.
Yeah, this is a show that's come across my radar recently, but it seems really exciting. It's playwright Alicia Harris won the Relentless Award, which was this really exciting new award in Philip Seymour Hoffman's honor for a new playwright or for a new play. Yeah, it just seems like it is a revenge story of two siblings, you know, kind of taking this this cross country, somewhat surreal journey, and yeah, it just seems like all of its aesthetic influences are really interesting and fun, and also very of the moment. So
we have to leave it there, but it won't be the last time. Sarah Holden, just appointed this summer as New York Magazine's theater critic. Your enthusiasm for the form is infectious. You made me want to see everything. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.